What's up, fellas? So I had a patron supporter wanting to know how to spot women who only want alpha males. Every woman you see want alpha males. All right? Why do you think women are so fickle? Why do you think women online, you can be going smooth with them and then they just lose contact? Because they always think they can do better. They always think there's a better man out there. Alright, so every woman you see wants a fucking alpha male. Now, I have two classifications for alpha males. I have the all-around alpha, who's an alpha male in the business world, and he's an alpha male with women. Alright, and I have my sexual alpha. Well, he may be, you know, not that successful, or he's not his own boss, but he's very good with women. Alright, and so theoretically, every woman wants an all-around alpha. What the hell y'all think they running after these celebrities for? Just for a booty call? They all think, I can be the one that can trap this motherfucker. All those girls you see, you know, chasing behind Drake and chasing behind Justin Bieber and chasing behind Leonardo DiCaprio, they all of them think, I'm going to be the girl that can get them. I got the magic vagina to fucking get him locked in. Alright, but what ends up happening, guys, is when they don't get that, when they can't get that dude, the guy who's successful in the real world and women are chasing him and all this that, when they can't get that dude, that's when they go and get the beta male provider. Now, all this is just going to be based off of, you know, how old is the girl, alright? If it's a young woman, say 20, 21, well, some women start looking for beta male providers at that age, to be honest with you. But let's just say most women at 19, 20, 21 years old is not really, finances is not at the top of their priority. All right. And so they'll go for the good looking or the popular, you know, alpha male that sleeps around or whatever the case may be. The Pookie and Ray Ray, if y'all want to call them that. And but as a woman gets older, say 30 years old, that shit starts to, you know, don't matter. So now, because she's now thinking about her family, kids, it's just natural, guys. It's just natural. Even the women who don't want kids, it's just they hardwired like that. Even if they think in their mind, I don't want kids, their natural biological clock starts to say, get a beta male provider, all right? And this is the thing, guys. Everybody settles for what they can get. You see that seven that you sleep in the bed with every night? Alright, or that seven or eight you dating, why you dating her? Would you be dating her if you could get a feminine 10? Oh, you just so happen to want to, you know, I could get them badass 10s over there, but this seven here, man, you know, we just vibe so good, you lying piece of shit. You no good lying piece of shit. If you're gonna try, if you could pull a 10, you would be with a 10. You got what you can get. Everybody is gets what the best they can get. You know, I could afford that Bugatti, but I settled for this Honda Civic. You lying piece of shit. You no good lying piece of shit. If you could afford a Bugatti and it didn't hurt your pocket none, you would have one. You got the Honda Civic because that's what you could afford. I know it's some frugal motherfuckers out there, but y'all guys get what I'm saying. Everybody gets what. So when you see a woman with a beta male provider, understand she would have loved to have gotten an all-around alpha, a guy who got money and very good with women. But she couldn't get it, so she ended up settling for the motherfucker that's just a beta male provider. All right, guys, every woman natural. Why do women want an alpha male, guys? Do y'all guys, they just want to, you know, fuck an alpha male? No, they want to reproduce the alpha male genes, all right? But they don't want to reproduce the alpha male genes if they ain't got nobody to provide for the motherfucker. So in that case, a woman would rather take the beta male provider. All right, what's the good in reproducing this motherfucker if he ain't going to eat? All right, I'm going to reproduce this motherfucker and he going to starve? Or are we going to struggle? So in that instance, a woman would rather much have the beta male provider. At least the beta male provider going to keep a roof over our head. All right, that's just common sense, guys. All right, so that's the thing with that. And most women will step out with the alpha male. It's a proven fact that a lot of guys are taking care of kids that are not theirs. That's a fact. I know a couple guys that took care of kids that wasn't theirs. They found out much later on down the road that the kid wasn't theirs. All right, because women step out with the alpha male, all right, from time to time. But that's the way that is, guys. Everybody settles for what they can get. If you are doing a job right now and it pay you $100,000 and somebody offered you $400,000 to do another job, you'll go there. Whatever job you got right now, that's the best job you could get. If you could get better, your ass will be gone. That's the same way it is with women. They all want an alpha male. Why the hell you think they so flaky online or in real life in general? Why y'all guys think they just lose interest? They all think they entitled to a fucking alpha male, including the fucking 400-pound bitches. Even they think they deserve an alpha male. Everybody thinks they deserve an alpha male. Every man wants a fucking dime. After he go out there and he get rejected by a few dimes, what happened? He stopped going up to dimes and then he stopped going up to nines. Nines reject him a little while, then what he started doing? He started going up to eights. It get uglier and uglier. I can't pull no eights. Then what happened? Because now he wants some pussies. Or it's like, shit, fuck it, I'll take a seven. If the sevens reject him, but go to sixes. Every man gets what he can get. Every woman gets the best that she can get. And I had another patron supporter that wanted to know what to do if you don't have a nice crib. Well, here's the thing, guys. And y'all guys know my situation with living in that basement and shit like that. I don't talk about that. But looking back on it now, guys, interest level conquers all. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, if you take a woman back to your place and it's not nice and she has an interest level of 6, well, see, now you done sealed the deal. She already barely like your ass, and on top of that, you got a fucked up place. Alright? So please understand that, guys. Make sure that if you have a fucked up crib, make sure you get her interest level as high as you possibly can before trying to take her back home. So you might be the third date before you try to take her back to your crib. Alright? Because unless she's displaying crazy high interest on the first date. And even then, guys, that's more lust than investment. So, like, if a girl is showing crazy high interest on the first date, that's going to be more physical. She don't know shit about you. So this is going to be more if she just like what she sees. She don't know you. She don't know you. So she just really like what she saw. That right there, a fucked up crib, can or cannot kill the deal. More than likely it can, depending on the girl, guys. It just really depends on the girl and how old she is. If it's a 21-year-old girl and she find you hot, man, it won't really matter. But if you do that shit to a 30-year-old woman and she sees that you ain't got your shit together and she's 30 years old, even if she thinks you hot, that could be a turnoff. So this is just really going to boil down to the maturity of the woman. Listen, I've been young. I know a lot of you motherfuckers think that I just woke up one day and I was fucking 39 years old. No, I was a teenager once. And young girls don't, if they find you hot, they don't really give a shit about your crib. So if you deal a 19, 20, 21-year-old, they ain't going to be all on that crib shit. But if you're talking about 28, 29, 30, and they can look at you like, this dude don't got his shit together. All right, that can be a definite turnout. So what you would want to do is you would want to get her invested. Guys, this go for also if you suck in the bed. Let's say you just know, man, you just suck in the bed. I just suck, man. I'm a premature ejaculator. I got a little dick. I don't got no stroke. You probably don't want to be trying to fuck girls on the first date. I'm just going to let you know now. You would definitely want to get them more invested in you. Alright, once a woman is invested in you, even though you're not that good in bed, she got the emotion involved, you got her head, it'll feel much better than it actually is because she's invested in you. Alright, she actually like more than just the physical, more than just the flesh. She's invested in you. Alright, so that's what you would want to do. If you got a shitty crib, you probably would want to wait till the third date because she'll be a little bit, if I'm dating a 30-year-old woman, and I done got it to the third date and my crib is shitty, she is much more likely not to care about that crib if I've gotten her invested into more of me. She done spent her time going on dates. She really liked me. She'll probably be still bitching like, so how long are you going to plan to be here? That I used to have that, so I know. She might, throw that around, but she's invested, and so she's more likely to be more understanding. All right, guys? So that's the thing with that. I know y'all guys seen that movie Disappearing Acts. Well, Wesley Snipes was fucking with Sanaa Lathan, and you see how he waited till she got invested before he dropped his baggage on her and told her about his kids and all this and that shit, because he knew at that point she'll be much more understanding. And he even told her, she said, why you didn't tell me this from the get-go? He said, because I don't think you would have gave me a chance. And she admitted, I wouldn't have. All right, guys, so I'm not telling you to lie to women. What I'm telling you is to not do full disclosure. You don't got to tell a woman on the first day, hey, you know my crib is shit, right? All right? She could just, I used to tell women on the way there that, you know, I stay in a basement and it's not all that, you know what I'm saying? So it won't be like a total shock, all right? And even then, guys, some women would still, you know, lose interest or whatever the case may be. Hey, that happens. But that's the best way to do it, is to get them more invested in you. So you might don't want to be trying to bring girls back to your crib on the first date. You might want to wait till the third date, till she's more invested. All right, guys. But getting back to the first point, guys, all women want alpha male and all men want dimes. But we all can't get dimes. If you got a 7 right now, that's because that's the best you can get. If you could get a 9, you'll be with a 9. If you could get a 10, you'll be with a 10. If you could get a job paying $1 million, you would get a job paying $1 million. You got what you can get. If you see a woman with a beta male provider, oh, trust me, at some point she thought she was going to get an all-around alpha male. She couldn't get it. Because why she can't get it? Most of those guys know what their sexual market value is. And so a lot of them don't want to settle down. All right, so that's what happens, guys. A lot of these women, they try to run up behind Diddy. They try to run up behind these celebrities, try to run up behind guys who got money, Dan Blazeri and all these guys. And they all think, I'm going to have that magic vagina. He going to settle down with me. And after they done fuck with a few of them a couple of times, they realize these motherfuckers don't, you know, ain't about shit. Any of y'all guys watch the Atlanta Housewives, Candy said that's why she married Todd. She told her mom was like, why don't you go get a man, a basketball player? She said, I done all that. And they ain't about shit. They got girls everywhere. They ain't about shit. So she basically admitted to her mom, I'm selling for Todd. Because at least he want to settle down. If she could have married a fucking multi-million dollar football player, she would have. She couldn't get none that was about shit. So she ended up selling for Todd. All right, guys. So that's how that goes, guys. All right, women try to get what they can get. It's some women that got the sexual market value to attract. Now, for them all-around alphas, usually, you know, unless they were a woman that been with them from the beginning, usually what it's going to take to get them to settle down is it's going to take a woman on their level. All right? So, like, say I'm just going to throw somebody out there. Let's say, like, a Diddy. It'll probably take a woman like on a level of Beyonce. Now, I know she with Jay-Z, but it'll take somebody on that level that he could possibly think about marrying. Or Janet Jackson. I know she's too old, but y'all guys get what I'm saying. That it'll take a woman of his stature and his money and be beautiful for him to want to settle down. Those guys typically don't settle down. They typically like to be sluts all their life. And even when they do settle down, they still just fuck around. All right, guys, so that's the thing with that, guys. All women want alpha males. They just can't get it. All right, like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.